It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. And today we're going to talk about no risk it, no biscuit. I just finished reading a book written by former college and NFL coach Bruce Arians. The title of his 2017 autobiography is called The Quarterback Whisperer. I recommend it to each of you football fans who'd like to learn more about this interesting man and his journey to be a coach. A longtime assistant football coach, Bruce Arians finally became an NFL head coach at age 60 with the Arizona Cardinals in 2013. After winning 61% of his games in 5 years as an NFL head coach, he retired in 2017 at the age of 65. But then the phone rang. One last time, and it was Tampa Bay calling in 2019. After Bruce Arians took the job with the Bucs, there was a particular quarterback who wanted to come and play for him. Tom Brady joined Tampa Bay in 2020. Yes, Tampa Bay won the Super Bowl in Tom Brady's first year in Western Florida. Bruce Arians then retired again after 3 seasons with Tampa Bay prior to the 2022 NFL season, and in 3 years with the Bucs, the coach posted a 31-18 record. The team honored his retirement last season by placing his name in the stadium's Ring of Honor. Now 70 years of age, Bruce Arians remains connected with the Bucs as a consultant. His knowledge in developing quarterbacks is what made him a legend. His approach to the offensive side of the football was very simple. The quarterback's job should be to lead the offense to score as many points as possible as quickly as possible. The more plays it takes your offense to score points, the greater your chance of failure due to a turnover or penalties. Bruce Arians believed that a quarterback should first examine the field to look for any possible defensive mismatches. Even if a short pass or running play has been called, the quarterback should always change the play at the line of scrimmage and take a shot down the field if the opportunity presented itself. As he became famous for saying, "No risk it, no biscuit." As an assistant coach in the NFL, Bruce Arians pushed the Indianapolis Colts to draft Tennessee Volunteer quarterback Peyton Manning in 1998. At the time, the Colts were also reviewing the possibility of drafting Washington State quarterback sensation Ryan Leaf. Now, Leaf was taller, bigger, and had a stronger throwing arm than Peyton Manning. Coach Arians interviewed both of the quarterbacks prior to the draft, and he learned that Peyton Manning was obsessed with learning the playbook and had lots of questions for the coaches. Manning was also well-liked by the entire coaching staff at Tennessee and even the janitorial staff. By comparison, he found Ryan Leaf to be a bit aloof, overconfident in his own abilities, and not very well-liked by those in the football program or around the campus. So Bruce Arians got his wish. The Colts selected Peyton Manning with the first pick in 1998. And under the tutelage of coach Bruce Arians, Peyton Manning blossomed into a future Hall of Famer for the Colts and Broncos. The San Diego Chargers would select Ryan Leaf with that second pick. After a promising rookie year, Ryan Leaf's drug and alcohol problems effectively ended his brief NFL career. In 2003, Arians was hired to become the wide receivers coach for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and once again his employer faced a tough draft day decision. Bruce Arians pushed the team's owner and management team to make the right call, though. In that 2004 NFL draft, Eli Manning and Philip Rivers were selected early in the first round, as everyone expected. And Coach Arians wanted the Steelers to select a big quarterback from a relatively small school who was still on the board when Pittsburgh came up with the number 11 overall draft pick in round number 1. Ben Roethlisberger played for the University of Miami. No, not the Hurricanes in Florida. It was a university located in Central Ohio, which plays in the Mid-America Conference. Big Ben was tall, 6'5", big and strong at 250 pounds, had quick feet, and was a leader on the field for his college football team. During his rookie season with the Pittsburgh Steelers, Ben Roethlisberger was forced into action in just his second NFL regular season game after the starting quarterback, Tommy Maddox, was injured. Big Ben then won the next 13 consecutive games as a rookie starter, which is the most in NFL history, as the Steelers rolled all the way to the AFC Championship game unfortunately losing to New England. Coach Bruce Arians quickly bonded with Roethlisberger and allowed the big fella to toss the ball downfield if he saw a deep receiver able to get open. The coach always taught his quarterbacks to look downfield first to see if the home run pass was available prior to throwing a shorter route. A touchdown, whether it comes in one play or 15, was the sole objective for your offense. No risk it, no biscuit, baby. Bruce Arians was promoted to become the Steelers' offensive coordinator after the team won the 2006 Super Bowl, beating Seattle in Big Ben's second year at quarterback. The coach and the quarterback duo would collaborate for one more championship ring just 3 years later as the Steelers defeated Arizona. Unfortunately, Coach Bruce Arians' go-for-it offensive mentality was not as popular with many Pittsburgh Steelers fans. They thought that their quarterback, Ben Roethlisberger, was being hit too often as he took that first look downfield trying to throw the ball deep. And according to one report, the offensive coach was even booed by some of the Steelers fans during the team's Super Bowl celebration parade in downtown Pittsburgh. In his books, Arians said, quote, "I heard a fan yelling, 'Get us a fullback!' And I replied, 'Never!'" But after Pittsburgh lost a first-round playoff game to Tim Tebow and the surprising Denver Broncos in January 2012, Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin surprised Coach Arians by not renewing his contract. And the coach was stunned. Arians and his wife decided it was time to retire. The soon-to-be 60-year-old coach had just completed enough seasons in the NFL to qualify for the league's comfortable retirement benefit package. And as the couple was making that long drive from his home in Georgia up to Pittsburgh to clean out his belongings, the phone rang. The Indianapolis Colts were calling to see if Bruce Arians would end his momentary retirement. They wanted him to help evaluate, select, and develop yet another new quarterback to replace the departing Peyton Manning. With the first pick in the 2012 NFL draft, Bruce Arians had to choose between Stanford's Andrew Luck and Baylor's sensational quarterback Robert Griffin III. After weeks of evaluation, Andrew Luck seemed to be the better fit for the coach's offensive scheme. And once again, Bruce Arians made the right choice. Though Andrew Luck and RG3 would each suffer career-ending injuries, Andrew Luck definitely had more success on the field than Griffin did. As for Coach Arians, he finally received his first head coaching job the very next year with the Arizona Cardinals in 2013. And he immediately acquired a veteran quarterback, Carson Palmer, and helped him to regain his confidence at the position at the age of 34. The rejuvenated Carson Palmer then led the Cardinals to three straight years of 10 wins or more, and the team made the NFL playoffs in two straight seasons. After 5 years with the Arizona Cardinals, head coach Bruce Arians retired again at age 65 in 2017, until he unretired once again. The book ends prior to Bruce Arians coming out of retirement to team up with legendary quarterback Tom Brady in Tampa Bay and win one more Super Bowl in 2020. Like the rest of the coach's star quarterback pupils, Tom Brady thrived under Bruce Arians' tutelage. Bruce Arians never wavered from his offensive philosophy on the football field. If you outscore your opponents, you will be victorious. Makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? But with almost any sport or any job, it is a lot more satisfying to play to win rather than trying to avoid losing. I'm Swamp Swamy.